Good morning. This is Tuesday, the 19th of September, 2023, and your host is Canon S. Sebastian Campbell, Rector of St. Gregory the Great on Carmichael Road in New Providence, with morning devotion for the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. We are dealing with the theme now, infinite forgiveness, as grounded and found in the gospel for this week that comes from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 forward. I'll read just a snippet. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, if my brother keeps on sinning against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? Seven times? No, not seven times, answered Jesus, but 70 times seven. Yesterday, Monday, we dealt with who have offended you and made you a victim of unforgiveness. Today, we turn the question, who have you offended? Who have you hurt? Who you mashed up? It's time for forgiveness. Yes. Those persons you accuse of hurting you, you might very well have been the perpetrator. A husband, you might have hurt. A wife, yes, a spouse, yes. Your children, you're probably driven from the safety and the comfort of your embrace. And now you're fighting a world war. It is painful, isn't it? Your siblings, with whom you can't even pick up the telephone and make a telephone call. Call brothers and sisters who kick the same womb. Yes, and office workers you might have offended. Think about it. Your own indifference and tardiness. Yes, and sometimes, yes, we have offended the boss. It's not always the boss offending us. And worse still, my supreme group would be church members. Church members, you, to whom you have caused much hurt. You don't love them the way you ought to, and you look for every reason to bad talk and pull them down and backstab. Church members, the one place people come looking for safety, for love and concord. Who have you offended? My brothers and sisters, we do not choose to forgive. We only choose to share the forgiveness we have already received. Then we choose again, and then again, and then yet again. For most of us, forgiveness is a process that we live through. Sometimes, however, we just can't. The pain is too much. The wound too raw, the memory is too real. On those days we choose to want to forgive, then there are those days that all we can do is choose to want to forgive. But we choose because that's the choice Christ made. How many times must we choose to forgive? Tell me this. How many times have you been hurt and suffered by the actions or words of another? Or persons have been suffering because of your actions and your loose lips that sink ships? How many times has anger or fear controlled you and as though you're going crazy and look ugly? How many times has a thought of revenge filled you? How many times have you shuddered at the sight, the name, or the memory of another? How many times have you replayed in your head the argument with another? That's how many times you choose. 70 times 7 means keep on keeping on. With each choice, we move a step closer to forgiveness. Then one day, God willing, we will meet victims and perpetrators as happy thieves in the paradise of God, the Father of us all. Not seven times, but I tell you, 70 times seven. May God bless us as we become vehicles of infinite forgiveness, and we reach out and embrace and enfold some spouse, some child, some sibling, some office worker, some boss, yes, some fellow church member, some fellow parishioner, embrace them in God's infinite forgiveness, through whom you are only the vehicle. May God's blessings rest upon you, then, as we strive to be like just like Jesus, who cried from the cross, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." God bless you. God keep you. On this blessed Tuesday morning, may joy, peace, love, and joy fill your heart. Please share with someone if possible. Have a beautiful Tuesday. Amen. Oh.